The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said to them, "Blessed are those who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. And blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you and when you are excluded and insulted and when you are denounced on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and be glad on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. Woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your consolation. And woe to you who are now filled, you will be hungry. And woe to you who laugh now, so you will grieve and you will weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way." The Gospel of the Lord. We're finding our way through Luke here these days. This excerpt we have today is part of what's called in Luke the Sermon on the Plain. In contrast to Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, and we've talked about that before. The Mount is very important in Hebrew tradition, the place of God revealing, and therefore Matthew, the Jewish Gospel, will emphasize Jesus speaking from the mountain, Mount of Beatitudes. And in Matthew's Gospel, Sermon on the Mount has three chapters, 5, 6, and 7. It's very long. The equivalent here in Luke, which we have today, is very, very brief. And it's quite different, actually. He has the woes in here, which Matthew does not have. In order to understand, blessed are you who are poor, and blessed are you who are hungry, we have to go back into the culture of the time. Because in the culture, the Semitic culture, which is emphasized in the Old Testament, whenever you were prosperous, whenever things went well for you, it was a sign of God's benevolence, sign of God's blessing for you. When you were rich, God was blessing you. When you had many children, sign of God's blessing. When you had many flocks and your fortunes were good, it was always a sign of God's blessing to you. When things went wrong, it was a sign that God was displeased with you. It was a punishment. Since they didn't have any rewards and sanctions after death, they believed in the world of souls, the Sheol. But until the Book of Wisdom, which is shortly before Jesus, I mean maybe 200 years before Christ, there was no concept of rewards and punishments. Rewards and punishments all came in this life. So your reward was you were prosperous because God was blessing you. Your punishment was when you won the war, it was because God was pleased with you and you won the war. When you lost the war, it was a sign that God was not pleased with you and it must be a result of your sin. You'll remember this in the 9th chapter of John's Gospel. There's a story about a man born blind. And when Jesus' disciples see this man with Jesus, who sinned that he is blind? Was it his sin or the sin of his parents? Because he's blind, somebody must have sinned. Now that's the culture in which these Gospels were shaped. So now Jesus comes and says, no. He says, blessed are the poor. The poor are blessed. We thought they were in sin and we thought they were punished because of sin. He said, no, they belong. Blessed are those who are hungry. It's not a punishment from God. You belong. You're part of the kingdom of God. And that's the meaning of this rather interesting arrangement we'll find here in Luke's Sermon on the Plain, that we are all included in the love and the mercy and the belonging of God's people. And when things go wrong, it's not a sign of God's punishment. I mean, even we say this sometimes, you know. Something goes wrong and say, well, Jesus, I didn't deserve this, you know, or somebody didn't deserve that. That's taking us back into the Semitic culture of the time. In good fortune and ill fortune, God is present. That's the teaching here. So that we don't get into this sense that when something goes wrong, God is punishing you. God does not punish you. God is infinite love, and we all belong to the kingdom of God. We pause now for a moment of prayer.